In your words, what happened?
Well, what happened was I was in second grade, and we had a, I believe it was a wood stove, and my mom was poaching some eggs on this stove, and I was sitting down underneath it, putting on my socks, getting ready for school, and the handle on the frying pan turned, and when she went to take the pan off the stove, it turned, and the boiling water went on my leg, and it burned all the way up the top of my leg, and I had big, huge blisters. And Mom couldn't drive me to school because she didn't drive, and I'm not sure how it all came about because I was pretty little. I was only however old you are in second grade. And she evidently, your dad, called her one day because he was concerned that I wasn't able to get to school. And he offered to come and pick me up. And I was pretty shy then, and I was scared to death of him.
Scared to death of Mr. Mehmet,
yeah.
I imagine, yes.
But he would come every morning, and he would pick me up, and I mean physically pick me up, put me in the car, and drive me to school, and pick me up and take me into Mrs. Amy's room and set me in the desk. And those desks at that time had that metal bar that came down.
Mm-hmm.
And my leg would be up against that bar. Well, Mrs. Amy thought she was doing me a real favor, and she put her scratchy wool sweater next to my leg, and I was so bashful that I didn't dare tell her that it was hurting me. But anyway, then he would pick me up, and he would take me home. And I'm not sure how long this went on, but probably, well, I don't know, probably a couple, 3 weeks, that he would pick me up every day, and I was scared to death the whole time.
That's a wonderful story. None of us had ever heard. And I imagine he probably was keeping track of who was in and out of school and was curious as to where Becky was.
Yep.
Sure.
But I mean, he did that. Now, I don't know that you'd ever find someone today who would do that, but he sure did that.